Now it's time to open the postbag as we turn to some of this week's letters to the evening news. Peter Day of Swannington is concerned about water qualities in the river, as he writes, "As a keen fisherman, very interested in water quality in our rivers, I am truly concerned to discover water sampling by the Environment Agency has fallen by 50% since 2013. Add to this the increasing numbers of flood events, making me think it's time to bring back the old river authorities, at least as a distinct branch of the EA. It is the low standard of output from sewage works that is responsible for the loss of invertebrates, and that combined with Anglia water, ever-increasing obstruction from aquifers that are compounding the problem of flow levels and water purity. If climate change really matters, then government must introduce higher discharge standards, and AWA and others must construct more reservoirs to fill in the times of high flows in winter. This is what the EA is demanding of farmers, and there is no reason why the water authorities should be treated any differently."
The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital comes in for its share of criticism, as we have heard, but often based only on certain criteria. But Bob Kremers of Wotton, in a letter echoed by other correspondents, says these views are wrong. "Once again, our excellent Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is getting slated. Waiting times the worst in the UK. What nonsense! Not everybody believes the political claptrap spouted by politicians looking for an easy ride to Westminster. The accident and emergency department is just that. If non-emergency patients turn up, then they must expect to wait. I personally have been to this department once under my own steam to find that I had a potentially fatal condition. I was immediately attended to and saw home again 4 days later. My next visit to this department was by ambulance following an accident at work. Again, prompt attention and the best of care. Your correspondents should not believe all the hype and try the service for themselves. The service is there for emergency and not as a bypass for GPs. When the chips are down, then there is no better."
Mr. Brown's letter produced a lot of emailed responses, both for and against. Here are a couple of examples. "You reported a rising number of empty shops in Norwich. I often wonder if I'm alone in missing the bustle that used to be in the centre of Norwich when traffic was allowed to pass through. Has the exclusion of traffic produced sanitised, boring centre contributing to a decline in footfall and thus empty shops? We now have a wonderful empty parade in front of John Lewis. I count the people on the finger of one hand pedalling happily home from the centre after a vast expenditure on the road, improvements easing their passage, laden with their new suits and dresses, shoeboxes and other large purchases, while frustrated motorists head out of town shopping venues where they are welcomed. Can readers think of any one organisation that deserves an award for what they are achieving by removing the soul from the city centre of Norwich? I can."
Here's a few other letters on the same subject. Another letter from the Can't Do Without My Car Brigade. "Wesselgate is a much nicer environment than it used to be, as is All Saints Green. If you want to breathe in pollution, then feel free to sit on a deck chair along Martineau Lane on a Saturday. I hope they close the road outside City Hall on a permanent basis. That'll make the area a nicer place." Another one. "The city centre will soon become a museum piece, just like the castle and cathedral within it. A few people will still come for a meal or a coffee and reminisce about the old days. But as a shopping centre, it's on a one-way journey." Another person says, St Stephen's and Castle Meadow feel depressing and soulless. They should either be fully pedestrianised or return to full traffic use. And finally, I broadly agree with reducing traffic in shopping areas with two requirements. Ensure easy access to the car parks. They need to allow quick entrance and they need to reduce the number of traffic lights. For everyday road closures, an additional road or lane of traffic needs to be built on the existing peripheral infrastructure to cope with all the displaced vehicles.